A bill introduced in the Baltimore City Council last night would prohibit the expansion of the city's two crude oil terminals. District 14 Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark and District 10 Councilman Ed Riesinger proposed the legislation to be part of the city's zoning code. WYPR City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Bonessi was there and is on the line now. Dominique, what is the concern with the crude oil terminals?
So the concern isn't so much of the crude oil terminal as much as it is with the crude oil coming through rails into Baltimore. So Chesapeake Climate Action Network of Maryland reports that 450,000 barrels per day come to the East Coast. And the concern really is that crude oil could spill and there could be large explosions. In 2013, Lac Mégantic, Canada, experienced 20 trains of crude oil, a derailment in the town called Lac Mégantic. 47 people were killed. Afterwards, the town literally looked like it was the site of a nuclear bomb of some sort. Then in 2014, Lynchburg, Virginia, had a crude oil spill that spilled thousands of gallons of crude oil into the James River. And then Baltimore has had its share of a derailment, not a crude oil derailment, but in 2001, there was a derailment in the Howard Street Tunnel, which caused the city to shut down for the entire day and millions of dollars of economic loss. So it's really an environmental hazard that could lead to really large catastrophic consequences. And just to put this in context also, in 2013, the investigation after the Lac Mégantic tragedy, basically they found that the vessels they were transporting the crude oil in were actually not up to code. They were not up to the standards. These vessels were not supposed to be transporting crude oil.
So this is an effort to get less crude oil coming into and out of Baltimore, but the city council doesn't have jurisdiction over the train routes, does it?
It does not. Here's what Mary Pat Clark had to say about jurisdiction.
That was something that we could do besides just send letters to Washington, D.C. And so that's exactly what we decided to do, which was to say, look, we have prohibited uses. There aren't many of them on the list in the zoning code.
So she's really trying to cap crude oil terminals to two. Right now we only have two, and she wants to keep it at two, and she does not want to allow for any more expansion. But again, that still doesn't really prevent trains from coming through the city with crude oil, but she's really hoping that it will prevent more crude oil from coming into the city.
Does the timing of this bill have anything to do with the relatively low gas prices we've been experiencing recently?
Right. So economically, you know, gas prices are low. Therefore, supply and demand deems that there's less crude oil coming into the city. Here's what Mary Pat Clark had to say really about the price of oil right now and the fear that jobs could be lost.
It's a good time to cap it. Cap it at what we have. So people are not going to be losing jobs or anything.
So what is next for this bill? Where does it go from here?
With the support of almost all the council members, really, it was sponsored by almost all the council members, it will go to the Land Use and Transportation Committee for a hearing. And Mary Pat Clark said they're trying to implement this bill by spring of 2018.
Dominique Maria Bonessi covers City Hall for WYPR. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Nathan.